Here's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Mexico City policy declared a success. The United States Department of State reports that the Mexico City policy has not negatively impacted U.S. foreign aid programs in poor and developing countries. The finding debunks the claims of liberals that the policy is harmful to women's health and to foreign health care programs in general. The State Department report was released on August 18th. It followed a multi-year follow-up assessment of the Mexico City policy, begun after the Trump administration's six-month review of the policy's implementation in February of 2018. U.S. foreign aid dollars are routinely used for international health programs. The Mexico City policy prohibits these funds from being used by foreign organizations that perform or promote abortion as a method of family planning. The policy blocks funding to international organizations that actively promote abortion, including the International Planned Parenthood Federation, IPPF, and the Marie Stopes International, MSI. The Mexico City policy was first introduced during the Reagan administration in 1984. The policy was subsequently rescinded under Presidents Clinton and Obama and reinstated under Presidents Bush and Trump. It was also extended for 1 year by act of Congress during the Clinton administration. Altogether, the policy has been in effect 21 of the past 37 years. On January 23, 2017, President Trump reinstated a vastly expanded version of the Mexico City policy as one of his first acts as president. While previous versions of the policy under the Reagan and Bush administrations blocked only U.S. foreign aid for family planning programs, the Mexico City policy under the Trump administration blocks pro-abortion organizations from receiving U.S. foreign aid for any and all global health programs. The U.S. government spends about $600 million a year in foreign aid on family planning. Overall, global health programs receive approximately $8.8 billion in U.S. foreign aid per year. The Trump administration has given the Mexico City policy a new name. It is now called the Protecting Life and Global Health Assistance Policy, PLGHA. Over the years, the Mexico City policy has blocked billions of taxpayer dollars from subsidizing organizations that perform or promote abortion. When organizations refuse to comply with the policy, funds are directed to other capable organizations that are willing to comply with the policy. The Mexico City policy does not reduce the amount of U.S. foreign aid for global health programs. Yet for decades, liberals have vilified the Mexico City policy as innately harmful to women's health and to foreign healthcare programs in general. Opponents have long disparaged the policy by calling it the global gag rule. When President Trump reinstated the policy in 2017, Democrat House member and current House Speaker Nancy Pelosi speciously claimed that the Mexico City policy has inflicted untold suffering on millions of women around the world. End quote. Secretary Mike Pompeo announced last summer that the State Department would be extending the Mexico City policy to foreign NGOs that financially support pro-abortion organizations. Once more, Pelosi objected, claiming that millions of women will be arbitrarily left without care. Again, end quote. The National Abortion Federation has criticized the Trump administration's Mexico City policy. Without evidence, the group claims that the policy would endanger already vulnerable women by further curtailing their access to accurate information and safe reproductive health care services, end quote. Democrat Senator from Delaware Chris Coons once asserted that the Mexico City policy has hurt women's health around the world, denying access to life-saving family planning and reproductive health services. Last year, California Senator and 2020 Vice Presidential candidate Kamala Harris also weighed in, The United States should never force non-governmental organizations to choose between receiving American aid and providing comprehensive reproductive health care to women, Harris said in a press release. The term comprehensive reproductive health care is a common euphemism used by abortion activists to refer to abortion. Senator Harris has co-sponsored a bill in the Senate called the HER Act, which seeks permanently to repeal the Mexico City policy. Without citing any evidence, liberals have long asserted that the Mexico City policy does significant harm to foreign health programs. But according to a recent impartial assessment on the effects of the policy from the State Department and the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, the Mexico City policy under President Trump has not adversely affected the U.S. government's global health programming. The State Department report reviewed 1,340 prime awards for global health programs that were either ongoing or newly awarded since the Mexico City policy went into effect. It found that only 8 grantees refused to abide by the Mexico City policy. Among them were 2 international organizations notorious for performing millions of abortions annually: the International Planned Parenthood Federation, IPPF, and Marie Stopes International, MSI. According to IPPF's 2019 annual performance report, its affiliates collectively performed 1,389,954 abortions worldwide in 2019 alone. MSI's most recent financial statements reveal that MSI and its affiliates performed over 4.8 million abortion and post-abortion, quote, end quote, services in 2018. Additionally, USAID found that 47 of its sub-grantees also refused to comply with the Mexico City policy. As to awards furnished by the Department of State or the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, no sub-grantees refused to comply with the policy. Since the U.S. government has a direct legal relationship only with prime grant recipients, the government relies on prime grantees to voluntarily self-report the amount of U.S. government funds they sub-grant to other organizations. As a result, the U.S. government is not aware of the total number of sub-grantees that agreed to accept the Mexico City policy and how many refused to comply. According to the report, the Mexico City policy is applicable to 486 prime awards furnished by USAID. Although the U.S. government is unaware of the total number of sub-awards, it is typical for an award to have at least one or many more sub-grantees. According to the report, USAID has indicated that it believes the number of sub-awards under the policy far outnumbers 486. According to the State Department's report, in most cases where grantees refused to comply with the Mexico City policy, the health projects did not experience a disruption in the delivery of health care or significant delays in implementation, end quote. When organizations declined the terms of the new policy, the transitions to alternative health providers have been, for the most part, smooth, the report continues. Where the subgrantee refused to stop performing or promoting abortion, the State Department's report found that in most cases, the prime grantee or another subgrantee in the project was able to fill in. In other cases, the prime grantee found other replacement organizations to carry out the work that the declining subgrantees were performing. According to the report, in most cases where subgrantees rejected the policy, prime grantees, quote, ensured the continuation of project activities with minimal disruption, end quote. In only a few cases did USAID struggle to find new capable organizations to continue the work of a health program. Few cases experienced a long gap in service. But according to the report, To some extent, this gap in service has been addressed by a prime recipient or an existing subrecipient directly implementing the activities, end quote. A similar report released by the U.S. Government Accountability Office, known as the GAO, earlier this year revealed that the Mexico City policy under the Trump administration has blocked an estimated $153 million to pro-abortion organizations. The GAO's report showed that only a small percentage of U.S. global health assistance funding was impacted by the policy. This finding belies objections that the Mexico City policy has adversely affected U.S. foreign aid programs. The U.S. government had slated some $12.3 billion for global health programs, the GAO report said. Of that, the $153 million represents only some 1.2% of the total. Moreover, the Mexico City policy appears to have narrowly impacted only a few extreme organizations that make abortion a central part of what they do. According to the GAO's report of the $153 million in blocked funding, $125.2 million, or 81.6% of this funding, was slated to go to either IPPF, MSI, or one of their affiliates. According to a recent Marist Knight of Columbus survey, 76% of Americans are opposed to using tax dollars, such as U.S. foreign aid, to fund organizations that perform or promote abortion in foreign countries. This has been your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Thanks for listening.